Welcome to PharmaPulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast, where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're looking at how Medicaid changes may impact care access, new data on a fixed-dose diabetes therapy, and Bristol-Myers Squibb's latest move in direct-to-patient access. A new study shows that childhood insurance dynamics strongly predict how Medicaid cuts will affect access to care. Researchers warn that rollbacks in eligibility and coverage could widen existing gaps, especially for children from low-income families. The findings come as several states reconsider their Medicaid budgets, raising concerns about long-term disparities in pediatric health outcomes. In clinical research, a fixed-dose combination therapy has been shown to lower rates of heart failure among patients with type 2 diabetes. By simplifying treatment and improving adherence, the therapy not only enhances glycemic control, but also reduces cardiovascular risk. Experts say this could mark a significant step forward in integrated care for diabetes patients who often face elevated risks of heart-related complications. Lastly, in other news, Bristol-Myers Squibb is expanding direct-to-patient access with a new program for Sotyktu, its TYK2 inhibitor for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. The initiative aims to make it easier for patients to begin and stay on therapy, part of a broader trend of pharma companies developing patient-centric access models that reduce reliance on traditional pharmacy channels. From Medicaid policy shifts and new treatment advances to evolving access strategies, these stories reflect the diverse forces shaping healthcare and the pharmaceutical industry today. That's it for this episode of PharmaPulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.